Packers all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Jason Wilde is brought to you by Lakeland Supply. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. Set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com. Exterior Pros, ready to tackle your home improvement project this year? Exterior Pros and Baths is here to help you score big with quality home exterior and shower upgrades. Visit extpros.com. Also brought to you by Century Foods. Change your grocery game plan to locally owned Century Foods, home of the best meat, freshest produce, and tastiest treats.
We love checking in with our teammate and friend Jason Wilde on all things green and gold. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
Good, everybody. How are you?
Well, happy to still work here. I thought maybe they were going to change my keys after I hadn't been here for a week, but happy to still be here. As far as people who are not still here, Aaron Rodgers, who the Packers will face this weekend in Pittsburgh. Are you going to the game?
I am not.
Oh, I thought maybe this would be the one where you made the trip.
No. Sorry.
No big deal at all. It just means you don't get to, you know, have that little face-to-face time with our guy Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers had this to say about the meeting against the Packers this weekend. Take a listen.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. And this is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
I would 100% believe and trust him when he says that he still has great relationships with a lot of people in the organization in that locker room. I'm a little less believing when it comes to it's not a revenge game. Do you think Rodgers will have a little something extra as he faces the Packers this weekend, Jason?
It's not revenge he's after. It's a reckoning.
Tombstone?
Yeah, thank you. One of his favorite movies. He quoted that. He used that line 4 or 5 times over his time in Green Bay. So, I don't know. Do you think that that's someone who doesn't feel a little bit of whatever you want to call it? Maybe revenge is not the right word. He made a convincing case, as we all know, that this is different than Favre. But, look, is he going to encounter Goody on the field and give him a great big hug? Probably not.
Can't imagine.
Yeah, like those. So, like, does that play into his motivation? Of course it does, right? Like, it's not. Yeah, does he hate Matt LaFleur or like he's been authentically? We were talking to Jordan about this yesterday. Like, he's authentically been a good friend to Jordan and a good mentor, and he did, you know, kind of put his actions where his mouth was, and he did not treat his successor the way he was treated by his predecessor when he was the successor. But, you know, the idea that he's going to go out there on Sunday night and, you know, it's there's not going to be a little extra to it. You know, and he also acknowledged that it would be a lot different if he was coming back to Lambeau. So, yeah, there's plenty of there. And I agree with you, Jen. You put it beautifully that I don't doubt that he has relationship. You know, Keyshawn Nixon's another one. So he's got relationships with guys in that locker room, and he still cares about guys. And him and LaFleur are fine. I don't think, you know, they're the tightest of friends or anything like that. But they've got a good, solid relationship. But that doesn't change the fact that, you know, I'm fairly confident that he wants to win and play really well against the team and remind them, hey, you know, I understand you had to go to the new guy, but if you had done things a little bit differently, look how good I still am.
Jason, I posed this question to Shefty yesterday and didn't really agree with his answer, so I'll ask you. If the Packers in the first round of the playoffs were to play Dallas, Tampa Bay, the Rams, who would you rather have out, Jordan Love or Micah Parsons?
A strange question. How did Schefter answer it?
Well, it's not exactly the question that he asked Shefty, but I digress. Chewy has changed the question to try to manipulate the answer that he so desires.
He said Jordan Love, and I disagree. I think Micah Parsons right now is more valuable to this team because I think this defense without him would be blah, blah.
We're not using our words this morning. We're using sound effects now.
Well, you used the word caca yesterday, and that entertained Shefty. I'll be honest. That entertained Shefty when Chewy said the word caca.
That's like this. Well, but that means that's the second time this week he's used caca, because he used it with me, too. Johnny Caca over there. I think we have to be careful here. And this is, you know, I am a Malik Willis fan as a person. I enjoy covering him. I enjoy our conversations. I think he's an authentically good person who played really good football for them last year. You know who also played really good football when the starting quarterback was injured? Jake Browning a couple years ago when Joe Burrow was hurt, right? And this time around, he's been so bad that they went out and got Joe Flacco, right?
Yep.
So I would be leery of suggesting that if you had to play a playoff game without one of those two stars, that you'd be better off without the quarterback. I'm going to politely refuse to answer your question. And now you're going to try and ask it again so you can get what you're looking for.
I just think LaFleur can cobble a game plan together with Malik Willis.
He's proven that. You're right.
There's no cobbling. There's no cobbling without Micah Parsons. There's none. With how questionable these defensive backs have been so far this season in giving a quarterback 5 seconds to play, how the hell are you going to stop him?
Yeah, I agree with your premise. You know, I'm a little bit like James Campen. James Campen never wants to say, if we're missing this guy because he's hurt. He always does these goofy, if he breaks a shoelace, you know, we got a good backup and so-and-so. Or if he breaks a chin strap. I don't think the Packers are winning a playoff game without either of those guys, because I think it's important to remember how small the margin for error is in a playoff game, and you're not playing any cupcakes when you get to the postseason. So I will agree with you on this. Micah Parsons is incredibly, incredibly important to what this defense does, and they haven't always taken advantage of that, right? Whether that's good coverage or whether that's other guys getting home when they're singled up because he's double and triple teamed. I just want to emphasize again that the Arizona Cardinals, congratulations. You have told everyone in the league, don't be as dumb as we were. Make sure you double and chip and thump and everything else against Micah Parsons, because we were idiots to leave him singled up as much as we did.
Our conversations with Jason Wilde brought to you by Lakeland Supply. They're in business to make your business better. Set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment, lakelandsupply.com. Josh Jacobs limited yesterday, and I know he had to stump for himself, convince everybody that he was good to go. And then he was upset, Jason, that the Packers wanted to put a snap count and a pitch count on him with the calf injury. But the fact of the matter is, he has a calf injury. How much longer do you think this is going to linger and going to be a battle for him to get the snaps that he desires and continue to play?
Yeah, I'd like to thank Matt LaFleur for pushing the schedule back yesterday, which allowed me to go to his press conference, which I'm sure was an absolute treat for him, and then go to practice, because I don't usually get to do that because of our show. And I watched Josh Jacobs out there bouncing around like a kid. I mean, he is definitely, I am not going to be the one that says you're only allowed to play 20 snaps. But to your point, and to the phrase that we say all the time, sometimes you have to protect players from themselves. As you certainly know, with one of the members of our panel who played in the NFL, sometimes they're dumb, and you have to try and make sure that you make them less dumb and protect them from being dumb. And Chewy, you played through stuff you probably shouldn't have. All these guys have. I just, you want to go back to your point, because I like Emmanuel Wilson, but add Josh Jacobs to your little equation there of do you want to play a playoff game without Love, without Parsons, or without Josh Jacobs?
No, thank you.
The prospect of trying to win, yeah, trying to win without Josh Jacobs doesn't sound very appealing either.
Well, because as much as I like Emmanuel Wilson too, Jason, he hasn't been effective this year.
So, and Jacobs is just different,
yep.
Right? I mean, he is special. Like LaFleur had a great line yesterday about the run that he has before the touchdown that gives them the lead. You know, we all think about the fourth down play because you know of the way that played out. But like they still had to go in and score after that. Tucker Kraft didn't get to the end zone, and LaFleur had a great line about how you know this one we had the one run by Josh where, you know, we blocked that for he says to gain -3, and it ends up being like an 8-yard run or whatever. Like he makes you better than you are on plays like that. Now, was there a touchdown in the Cincinnati game where they were all joking that it parted like the Red Sea because it was blocked so well? Yeah, there was. But there's lots of times when he makes something out of nothing because of his sheer will and willingness to and ability to run people over. And so I do think you have to protect him. I admire the fact that he wants to play through everything. But you guys, we talked about it last week. Calf injuries make me nervous because they sometimes lead to Achilles injuries, which are season ending. So I think that he's a smart guy, but the stuff that he talked about and pushing, I think it's important to emphasize. He was medically cleared to play in that game. It was not, you're not cleared. Well, forget you guys. I'm playing anyway, but he definitely was pushing to play more than they wanted him to. There's no denying that.
Jason Wilde hanging out with us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Christian Watson was listed as a limited participant in practice on Wednesday. He said, it is my goal and plan to play this week. Jason, will we see Watson on the field against the Steelers?
Yeah, I think we will. Like, I think the way he was talking, I don't think they would keep him in the dark on that, right? Like, they would have told him by now, hey, we're going to activate you. Like, just get through the week, but yeah, we're gonna have you. He said he's going to be on a pitch count, but I think he's just so happy that he's going to play. He also had a great line, because I am, as you guys well know, going to worry about everything and anything. It's like one of the worst surfaces in the league. And his response when we asked him about that was essentially, look, if I'm worrying about the surface, I shouldn't be out there in the first place. And I tend to agree. At the same time, I don't know, Jim. Like, I don't, like, when you've got the people who play for the team that call Acrisure Stadium home talking about how bad it is, like, it's one thing for Rodgers to complain about Soldier Field, right? He only plays there once a year. But when it's bad enough that the guys that play there, all their home games there, are saying how bad it is and how they need to get hit out of there so they don't have college games on the same weekend as Steelers games, I don't think that's optimal to have a guy come back from an ACL on that surface. And I don't blame him one iota for wanting to play. But I want, and there's no guarantees of him being completely healthy playing at Lambeau Field. He tore his ACL playing at Lambeau Field. But, man, I want to give him, if it's me, the best conditions possible, and that stadium and that field do not do that.
Do they still have a roster spot available?
They promoted Monk, or they activated Monk.
Yeah, they activated Monk, and they signed Haversick.
And they signed Haversick. So I don't think I'll be honest, I have not counted.
Okay.
I don't think they do, though.
Yeah, because that was the Monk thing caught my eye last week, because they had two roster spots. They activated
him. Correct.
So if they activate him, they may have to make a corresponding move. If our math is correct.
I know Josh is back there counting all 53 guys on the roster, so I can count on him to make it right.
Josh, put your shoes back.
You know
on.
What Josh is doing? Josh is doing what I'm doing, which is imagining Matthew Golden and Christian Watson on the field at the same time. I'm giddy about that prospect.
And then Tucker Kraft just being wide open over the middle because so much attention is going to the outside.
Absolutely.
I thought forcing a target to Romeo Doubs, who has a guy in his hip pocket, was the answer.
Josh, awesome. Hey, Jason, we appreciate you. I got so many things I want to ask you, but you know what? Maybe I should show up to the show more often if I want to ask you all of those things. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Make a list. We can ask him tomorrow.
I was going to say, so won't talk to you tomorrow, so stay for next week.
Dude Friday, all right, coming your way. Thanks, Jason.
Take care. Be good.
That's Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every weekday here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Am I the only one? Christian Watson coming back? I understand that there's a little bit of like, I hope it works out. But like seeing Christian Watson back on the field, that gave me a big boost of energy.
I'm curious what the pitch count is there. Right? Because I don't think they're just going to like throw him into the deep end. He hasn't played football in 10 months, in an actual game in 10 months. My guess is they ease him back in and he plays...
Is it 15
to 20 snaps? Does that seem right?
Yeah.
Is it because Wicks isn't going to play?
Got to be part of it.
I would imagine that would factor in if he was a non-participant with his calf yesterday.
Yeah. Well, could they put Wicks on IR? To open up a spot?
But if the calf injury is not bad enough, I don't think they would want to do that.
Yeah. Well, who are they going to cut?
That's why I was asking Jason if they had a roster spot available.
Okay.
When it comes
nice
to your
work.
Home,
was that a moment of silence?
I don't know for who. When it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella. This month, you can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to the incredible defense played by Pella Windows, keeping out the drafts. So don't wait. Schedule that free consultation today at PellaWI.com. And like so many of us here at ESPN Milwaukee, you should be trusting Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.